Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This is the regular broadcast of the podcast that goes out on a Tuesday. It is Tuesday the 7th, but guest today is Mickey Bartlett.
Today's which cameraman?
There's two cameras because that's how we roll up in this.
In the big bucks.
Ho. The podcast today is sponsored by conguest.com. Merch is it. I don't have any sponsors. But what I'm saying is, I forget that I have a website that has merch on it. I should push it more. I really should.
Aye.
It makes bank.
Not making enough money, no.
Well, what's
driving enough? A Merc not enough, you know?
Not real. Not there, no. This is where me and you differ, Mick.
Yes.
You know? How many Mercedes do you need? All of them!
And I'm just about the art. And living with my mommy.
You know, you're all about the struggle. You put yourself in struggle.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, let me buy a new car. Let me buy a Nissan Juke.
Here.
Do I want to get there on time or do I want to, or do I not?
Well, don't diss the Juke. Do you mean it's got a tiny boot? It's got all my needs.
I remember the
both pairs of pants.
The day you bought it.
I was so heartbroken when you were like, driving and you went, I have to be honest, I fucking hate this car. I was like that.
I've never been in a car that felt like it had asthma.
It does, doesn't it? I know.
It's like,
it is a bit fucking.
But it was funny because the day you bought it, and you were like, I think the guy lied to me because you can fill a tank with like £4.50.
It's
like filling a moped.
It's such a tiny wee fucking engine. And it's like, it's a big car.
Yeah.
It's a lot to shift.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, £30 will fill it. And I'm like, oh, brilliant. I've got a fucking Nissan Micra with a body kit.
Yeah. Well, we're on the lookout for a Jeep, you see. And, you know, I've heard some reports back from some cars and they're like, oh, you want to go to the Sentra, bro? £90 it's going to cost you. Yeah, it's diesel. There's a hole in it, literally.
That's why I miss that fucking, that car. I used to have the Focus when it was fucking class.
Just running air, was it?
Literally, I didn't get it serviced for 18 months. And then when I got it serviced, the guy was like, there's not a hang wrong with that motor. And I was like, there's 200,000 miles.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like, I mean, the wing mirror's held on with tape.
Wing mirror's taped on, there's a big scratch in the back of it. And the inside, there's mould.
And we think coronavirus was spawned from the back of that footwell.
I'm pretty sure when you open the boot, bees fly out of it. Pardon, that's grand.
I mean, they said bubonic plague has started again in China, but I think it's that subway that's been
there. Are you eating that burr? What's up in there?
You're like, it's an experiment.
Yeah. I want to see how long I can resist it.
I know.
Like, I'm trying to lose weight.
How are you getting on? Yeah. I feel like if it wasn't there, I'd panic.
Open it to see the cheese? No, exactly.
I'm taking it down by its foundations. The podcast is sponsored by conguest.com merch. You can get yourself jumpers like this one. And maybe if you don't have a set of male breasts,
just get a
male
adjacent size.
Male adjacent.
Male adjacent. Tatars.
Tartes. What did my dad call
it? Mannery glands.
Mannery glands. My dad was on holiday once. And one of the rare times I've seen him with his top off. And he was soaping himself up with the fucking.
The lotion.
The lotion.
Uh-huh.
And he said something like, gotta oil the Barbies. And I nearly fucking threw up off the balcony.
Oil the Barbie. I like that. I'm going to use that.
And it still confuses me why he has a body like a fucking porpoise and I'm hairy as fuck.
Is your dad completely hairless, is he?
Aye. Like bar soap.
My massacre.
Hey, I'm oiling up my Barbies.
That's an Imperial leather tattoo across
it. Imperial leather. I remember one of the few times I've ever been furious. No, that's a lie. But we used to go to this real shit gym there. Because, you know, when you're younger and you're like, I'm 15 or 16 or something, and I'm going to walk. We go to the gym. That's what us lads do in the summer. And went to this like local sports club. And there was a knackered fucking gym in it. But we went to the shower afterwards. And my mate was like, you remember Imperial Leather did the foam?
Aye.
And he got me with the fucking, like... You know that trick where you're like, I'm in there washing my long hair at the time, you know what I mean? It was summertime, I'd had some bleach put on a bit of tinfoil, I'd run it across my head, I looked like I was in some 41. Bun 41, you fat bitch. I was so like the guy that was too big and bulky to try to be like the wee indie kid.
Aye.
I was sending Al the other week just buying skateboards and wrecking them the second I got them home. Oh, fucking kickflip, bro! Well, BMX it is.
Tony Hawk's 2. I never had that problem. I was sitting
lights
in the house.
Lights out! Gorilla Radio! Well, in the fire goes.
I was sitting in the house, head to toe in FUBU, afraid to leave. Like, I have allergies.
4 miles.
Check out my gravel pit, bye.
Oh my god.
My friend's got a girlfriend and now I'm jealous.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. What the fuck was I talking about there? What was I talking about?
Imperial leather in the shower.
Oh, yeah, and he just kept squirting it over the top. The soap. Uh-huh. And I just kept fucking... So I had pretty decent hair at one point, and I was like rubbing it, and I just... And literally, it was up to like my fucking knees in foam. You know, do you know the stuff comes out? It's like shaving foam. Aye. Nearly comes out like that and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I got the point where I was literally like, stop putting in soap in the fucking shower. For fuck's sake. I'm really annoyed.
Are you crying?
No, it's the soap.
It's the acne. You're inflaming my acne.
It was so funny. It was the summer, but no one had jobs or anything. We were just like acting like fucking retired old men. You know, you get in the steam room after like pretend workout.
Or
it was
like smoking fags.
It was like a proper old school, like a dry sauna. So you get in, you're for like the first 10 seconds, and then sitting in there, we were pouring Lucozade Sport and Stones, and you know, like there's no water in it, so like, but a blue power in.
I'll get the electrolytes in the system. Isotonic, you say? For the lungs, good.
It's good. Blue, Enning.
32% longer.
Enning Blue's good for you. I read that. Enning, it looks like screen wash. Good for you. Anyway, sponsored by ColinGinnis.com. By the way, I was reminded the other day that I have tickets on sale for the SSE, which I kind of forgot about because then George Floyd got murdered the next day. Selfish. So the tickets are still on sale, and miraculously there's only about 1,000 of them left.
Fuck you, man.
With no effort. So
I've had to move my Ulster Hall show. So anybody, I'll put a wee, when we get the new date sorted, I'll let you know. But the Ulster Hall's been put back the next year.
How was it selling? Selling out?
Yeah.
Near gone, was it?
Pretty much.
What was the show called?
Deck Chair. Yes.
Great man for the names.
Bit of branding, you see. Yeah. We've got the podcast with Deck Chairs. It's a bit like whenever you did General Banter as a show.
It is. Apart from mine's, you know, well thought out piece of branding.
Yes, but also mine's better show. Play the intro. Sorry, that's your job, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, you're not doing the intro anymore?
We're going to sit in the awkwardness.
All right, then let's just sit here and drink this. I believe it's called water. I think I'm saying that right.
You're a changed man. You're doing okay. David Dickinson. David Dickinson Parkinson yoga.
Doing Diane Abbott yoga.
DDP yoga. I mean, it was definitely just a thing to say to your mate, so your mate then go, fucking yoga? Are you taking up a hole as well?
You fucking wearing dresses, not do you? Fucking namaste, you fruit.
Does your lipstick come off when you do that?
I need to do yoga and hey heels, you fucking queer. Like, Mom, stop it.
Yeah, stop oiling your tits in the window, what are you
doing? You're soapy, did he?
It's fucking disgusting. Remember we had a barbecue at your house one time and your mom was so paranoid the barbecue would get dirty that she was like staring out the window?
I swear to fuck.
She's like, I hope you're not getting any scorch marks on it with that fire.
There's a list of things in our house that have one use that we can't use it for. Like, you can't put your arm on an armrest. Mm-hmm. You can't put your drink on a coaster.
Yeah.
Right?
They're the good coasters.
Good coasters. There's fucking, like, take that cup off that table. You're like, it's a fucking table.
Yeah.
It's all it's for. Like,
yeah.
It's
Did you clean your shoes in that, Matt? You fucking rude bastard.
Totally. You don't brush your teeth, Matt. Yeah. In fairness, it was a toilet brush.
And you're like, I've shied on them.
I'm trying to get up my molars.
I had a whole load of shit I was going to try and talk about, sure, but we'll just talk about it. What was I going to say? I mean, everyone's talking about the pubs open. How big a boner killer was that? They're like, it's open now, and everyone went, aye, but death, so we'll stay
not,
here
not
then.
I was pumped to go to a pub. But then, see, my next door neighbour fucking owns a bar, so he brought me, did I tell you this last time? He brought me a bunch of Guinness around from the bar.
Yeah.
I wanted a couple of, like, even though it was plastic cups, a nice creamy pint of Guinness from a pub. I went, well, I don't actually want to go to a pub.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
Sure. You don't want to be sitting there, like, especially, like the bars I like going to, or shit pubs, because I'm at that age now where I like a wee old man bar.
Yeah.
And to be sitting there going, Shame, yes, please, mate, you bring it over. Garçon. Do you know what I mean? They have to do table service.
Well,
that's
like, probably why they're only letting people in for like a couple of hours, because they're like, see, if I have to fucking take one more round of drinks down, this cunt, I'm going to glass them. Because there's
fucking
always some
face mask steaming up.
There is some fucking mouth. There, I saw a woman on the news and she was talking about, like, you know, they were testing in some facility and they had COVID and like a wee vial like this.
Aye.
And she's like, and is there any danger at all? Are you working with this? And I swear to God, she had her own glasses on And then like safety glasses over them, it looked like, and then a visor and the mask, and it was just like a motorbike helmet steaming up. And they were like, "Well, there's no real danger at all, because the thing is, you couldn't get through all these fucking layers with a bullet,
let alone just a shitty fucking." Sure, Maureen Sister, that's what she was doing. She was working in a place where they were like testing COVID. No, she didn't give a fuck. She's like, "I'm not eating them." Just walk in.
What do you mean testing? Like, what were they doing?
You know, like. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I imagine, like, say, like, a workplace is going back to work, they just have everyone tested, and then the tests go to them.
Aye. And I'm going to go down a conspiracy hole real early in this one. Like,
you don't even think it's real?
I think it's real, but I don't think it's, like, the fucking worldwide killer there's any of this.
Well, it might be, but, like, is it the worldwide killer that the flu is anyway?
Yeah,
loads of people get wiped out from the flu.
That's the thing. It's like,
if you're compromised, get that. Like, I keep saying this. There was one time, I think I've had two flus in my life. One, I was in school, and it was very, like, gastro, like, I was shitting loads and just felt like death. The other one was definitely more of, like, a respiratory one. And I bet you if you looked up the dates, they're probably like, oh, yeah, you had swine flu. But I lived in Belfast, and I swear to God, if I died in my sleep, I'd have been like, oh yeah, makes perfect sense.
Aye.
I was like,
so sick, like, yeah.
Dead. Like, I'd be like fucking fever, and Maureen's put like wet towels in my head, and it was just unconscious, and then I would wake up in the middle of the night, like the most tickly throat ever, and you cough, and it was like horrendous chest infection, aye, fucking blood, and just, you know when you're like, it's not even phlegm anymore, it's like chunks of like chopped insides? Liver. What is this? Dying, like, and then I can remember we gigged together after that, you know, because this is back then when you're like, no one can catch flus. Aye. But I still had no. Did we go to Coleraine and I still didn't have a voice? And it was about three. It was about 3 weeks later. I still couldn't talk, like, and I was like, gotta earn that money.
Oh, I do remember that.
Any students in? What's a crack? Who's a Catholic? Who's a Protestant?
But
who's watching Love Island?
But because that didn't have a scary name. I was like, oh, I'm just sick. But like, if I got fucking COVID now, I probably, you know, I sort of shook it off. It wasn't as bad as, you know, the flu of 2014.
There was definitely a point where, like, when it all really came out, every time I fucking sneezed, it was like, well, it's time to get my affairs in order. Yeah. But mother, you can have the overdraft. Father, you can have the loan.
Well, like, you know, if there is like a flu season, and, you know, you go for a jab, and they...
What kind of job? Like a part-time job?
A blow job. No, but they tell you, like, you know, oh, this is the American, this gets you for the American one and the fucking whatever Pacific. You know, they know where it's come from. But I think there's something about just calling it COVID-19, giving it a name.
Aye.
Scares the fuck out of people.
Totally. It was like, it's weird how
like
it
the Chinese
to,
like, flu.
Aye.
It also sounds scary now to say it out loud.
Was it Kung Flu?
But sure, the plague now, do you know that?
There's a plague back as well.
Aye, they were saying like they're somewhere in China and they found like bubonic plague.
Fuck's sake.
You dirty Chinese bastards. Would you ever fucking microwave your dinner instead of fucking catching it with a net and boiling it alive?
Thanks for Tai Chi though. Very good.
Thanks
for
Tai Chi. Thanks for half and halves, but here. What the fuck are you doing?
Have a care. It's the chicken balls doing it.
The Chinese, no, they're doing. They're collecting sewage. And then boiling it and getting the oil off it and using like gutter oil, that's what they call it. Such big.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, you can watch a video. You couldn't even watch a video on it, make you fucking barf.
Fucking hell.
Because the woman's like lifting fucking like the top of a fucking manhole or a fucking day hole. And then she's got a ladle that's just for lifting shit out of a sewer.
And you pass out there.
That's about 8 foot long. Takes it out. And it just the noise of it going into the bucket, because you know it's shit. Like,
oh, fuck.
And then they boil it up and all the oil rises to the top or something. They take it away and like boil it till it's clean. And just because oil is such a commodity. You know what I mean? It's used all the time in you know, street food and businesses and whatever. That they're like, well, it's too expensive just to pour down the shitter or... Pour it back down the sink. So they fucking go get it.
Fucking hell.
You dirty cunt. You know what I mean? I know that's a white privilege, like, oh, you should be eating something else, but I'd be eating something else.
Aye.
You'd be like, do you want to eat this fucking armadillo with lice coming out of it? No thanks.
Aye, I'll just stick this wee bit of rice. Sorry. Is that just... I don't know. There's just bits of, like, the whole fucking
I did actually mean lice. Like, head lice. I wasn't trying to be racist. Go ahead.
Because that'd be bad. What the fuck was I going to say? I know, because I didn't realize how much attention other people were paying to it until the weekend before the lockdown happened. I was like, fuck this, I have not been watching the news at all. And I was going, when everybody was like band pass and all that shit, I was like, we just all just fucking chill out, relax. And then somebody texted me going, they're closing down McDonald's. And I just picked a pencil up and fucked around that one. Like, fuck it, this is going to be all a joke. But there's so many things. Like, all every different health crisis around the world, right? I was Googling symptoms of some of them. And I was like, why did nobody freak out about Ebola, where you shit yourself and your eyes bleed, and if you get it, you're fucked?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You know what I mean? Like, with this one, it was going, the majority of people who get it, you'll feel a bit rough. Another percentage will feel like shit.
Yeah.
A smaller percentage will need medical treatment, and an even smaller percentage will need severe medical treatment, and then 0.37% of people might die.
Yeah, but
with Ebola, it was like, oh, if you go anywhere near that, you're fucking, you will turn inside out.
Well, sure, like, I think the real scary thing about COVID was the incubation period, whereas like, I read a couple of things, like, was it bird flu or swine flu? One of them, it was like, you caught it, and the next day you were coughing up blood and you died. Like, it wiped out so quickly, whereas, say that broke out, you'd be like, fuck, everyone in this town's sick, let's stop it there, whereas the other one, we kind of like, people went here, there, and it just spread, and you had this waiting period, and then like, bang, everyone got it, and who would they give it to at that point? But it's funny, because like, it gets somebody, like, the news and stuff gets people, you know.
Aye.
You should be, I feel like the healthy way to be is, if you're a healthy person and, you know, whatever, you should be dying to get out, but you should be still willing to do it safely, which you should probably have been doing it a bit like that anyway.
Aye.
You know, it's fucking, you know, like, I was talking to Aaron, and I was like, oh, you should come and do a podcast, and he's like, oh, I'm just not comfortable being in a car with someone yet. And you're like, but it's your other mate who's been
locked down anyway.
Also for 4 months, for fuck's sake. And if you're worried about your parents who are elderly, you should be worried about that all year round.
Aye.
You should be worried about, like, going out on the piss and landing back at the house.
Aye, with a flu or a cold.
Aye, when people have been fucking spitting in your drink and talking to you from, like, centimetres away. Aye. You should be worried about that, innit? You should be washing your hands and fucking, you should be doing that shit. Because we said this a million times, like, but because of Maureen, when she was getting treatment, they were like, you can't get sick.
Aye.
So we were doing all that. The car had fucking hand sanitizer, washing all the car, going into a shop, coming out, fucking getting the full wipe down, doing all that shit anyway. So we were kind of used to it. But I feel like you should be doing that. I feel like if you're in a fucking restaurant, it should be procedure to, like, you know, you sit down, you order, go wash your hands, come back, get a bit of hand sanitizer, wait for your dinner. So, you know what I mean?
See, like, but there's different fucking ways.
Meanwhile, the chef's out the back fucking fingering the fuck out of your fillet steak. Chefs love it.
Your waitress. Anything else?
Just a fucking bill.
You want dessert? No, good.
Damn it!
But there's different stuff for, like, there's people saying, like, the amount of, if you're using alcohol hand sanitizer and the amount you're doing it, you're actually leaving yourself open to fuck up your own immune system.
Well, I think that too. I think, maybe not COVID, but, you know, say everyone rushes out to the bar, and there are places where it's wild, like, you see footage from Dublin and all, and you're like, oh, fuck this place.
But then, because me and Casey's podcast were like,
but you're going to get a fresher's flu, you know, that's what you're going to get when everyone comes together, you know.
That's actually a really good way to put it, the fresher's flu.
Because everyone comes, or as I call it, the clap, but you come together from all different places again, and you're going to get something else. I guarantee you people get sick. Like, the first time I sort of ate out of the house or whatever, sort of, that wasn't out of a packet in a supermarket or something, was the other day, I'll not mention the place. The next day, shit my brains out.
Aye.
You know what I mean? I was like, just something different, or different type of germs or whatever. Or whatever the fuck it was, but it was just like, oh, I'm not used to this. Shit my pants.
Where was it since class? I don't know.
I'll tell you after. I'll probably eat there today. I'm not worried. But I was in a meeting the other day. Niall was here as well. He was on the computer, and I was like, I was talking. I was like, let me stop you right there. I need to shit.
Aye.
And I went in there, and God.
And I was, you sent me that fucking video of Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura yesterday.
Yeah.
And I ended up watching, like, the Joe Rogan podcast, where it was Rogan, Diaz, and Tom Segura talking about, like, the worst shits they'd ever taken.
Right.
They're talking about Joey Diaz shitting his own garden, all that sort of stuff, right? And I was fucking howling. And I was talking to Connor about it yesterday. I remember coming back from New York one time, and, like, do you ever be in, like, the airports in America with the toilet doors about that size?
Yeah.
So it's like really high off the ground, really, and I was like, I'm not shitting here.
Yeah.
Like, and I went, 7-hour flight, I'll probably be all right if I'm stuck.
Like, I'd rather it just covered your face and you've seen your whole body.
Yeah.
You don't want to see just your face.
Like, over the top of it, like. Yeah, I don't want a stranger looking at me while I'm burning down.
Yeah. I want to bite my lip.
Tom Hanks in Terminal. I live here now.
Like, it's kind of sexual.
But I fucking, on the plane, I was like, right, worst case scenario, I'll have to shit in the plane. And then I made it the whole way across the Atlantic Ocean. Didn't need a shit. And then I felt a rumble. And then it was like, bing, bong, the toilets are closed. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of it psychological.
Standing in Dublin Airport, man, right? And I remember, like, do that, like, bead of sweat you get and you've got really bad shit coming. Mm-hmm. Like cold sweat down the back of my head. Like, you better fucking move out of the way. And I got into the toilet. And I've never in my life experienced this where I needed the shit so bad it didn't make a noise. It was diarrhea.
It was just filling the full cavity.
It just went, oh! Right, and I was like, oh, and the guy in the cubicle next to me boked. And I remember sitting in the toilet going, I hope he's got air sickness, like I hope it's something else. Yeah. I hope he's got Ebola, because if I have to walk around the rest of my life going, I shit so bad a stranger vomited.
Oh, tremendous. I love that. Well, I don't know what it is about. I used to do a bit about it, like about airport toilets, where some of the disasters that you see in it. And the joke was like, you know, someone will have fucking 2 kebabs and 18 Stella.
Aye.
And then be like, oh shit, I better book a flight, because I could never do this shit at home. Because some of the shit you see, the one I seen it, honestly, it was like someone fucking, you know, shot in a bucket and threw a grenade in it, and it was like up the fucking wall. And you're like, what happened in here?
What's going on here? Like,
what happened? I shit myself, you know, in Vietnam, but I was about to get in the shower, so you know what I mean, win-win. So I had just been like, you know, see in Vietnam, the heat is so bad that you're like, I will be naked every time I shit, no matter where I am.
I was,
you know,
in Bahrain.
You're just like, it's coming off, and you're sitting there fully naked. I was like, and I think I had a wee bit of a dodgy tummy anyway, a bit of bad ice, and that. Shitting the bit out, got up, and you know why sometimes you do the post-shit fart, where you're like, I've just created, it's a bit of a Tetris shit, there's a bit of space there. And I stood up, and I was like, fuck, I don't know what, I was doing like shame head or something, and it just, obviously, the hole had taken such a pounding at the time, that it was kind of like, it had no sensitivity anymore. I didn't know if it was gas, water, air, whatever, and it just, and it, I'm just like, I looked down, and I was like, I've shot on the floor. But it was, you know what I mean? It was, if you're going to shit yourself anywhere, it's, you know, in between the toilet and the shower.
And also in a country where there's wee hose. Just
yeah, I never understood that. First thing I said was, there's no room for my hand, my ass cheeks, my hole, and a fucking water pistol in this bowl. Like,
and the fucking, I remember the first time I used that. In fact, Bahrain.
From Super Soaker.
Bahrain's the only place I've used it. And I remember being like,
it was just to clean your shoes.
But it was one of those things where it was like, I had a shit, and then I was like, right, well, there was toilet paper there, and a hose there, and I thought, well, nobody's going to know if I fuck it up. Like, I'm on my own. No one's going to know if I do it wrong.
Yeah.
I went, I'll give this wee blast. And I swear, it was a game changer. Like, straight away, I remember just being like,
wow.
To the point where I was going sitting on the toilet, wasn't shitting. I'm just squirting. Just sitting there on my phone. Like, well, you can't get porn in Bahrain anyway.
Yeah, well, you see, like, I seen that in Dubai. And all them boys are dressed like genies with the, you know, the full fucking head to toe, like, skirt on. And, you know, a guy goes in after and squeegees the floor because there's so much water everywhere. And you're like, there isn't a droplet on this guy. He's still got the big long silk thing. I feel like I'd shit all over that if I was wearing that.
But that, it's probably because I was it Dubai? No, Abu Dhabi. No, when I was going out to Australia, and because I was wearing tracksuit bottoms and went to go for a shit in the room with the wee hole, and I was like, I don't know how to fucking maneuver my, unless I get fully naked in a room full of strange men, to shit into this hole that I,
yeah,
like I can't see.
Yeah.
So I think, is that why they wear the big long things? So they can just fucking hoist it all up and go, fucking, there we are.
I don't know.
As opposed to having to, you know, like, yank your fucking kecks around. Do you know what I mean? Because what if you shit and it lands in your pants?
Oh, well, it's inevitable.
Like, I've gone 24 hours without shitting just out of manners.
Well, you know, in Southeast Asia, there's a lot of places with just a hole in the ground. But, you know, as a Westerner, you haven't developed that deep squat. You know?
I have now because of yoga. Okay.
Yeah. Your dick touches the floor.
You shit in the eye of a needle. Can shit through it most of the time, to be honest with you. I don't have a great diet. I thought fibre was a type of broadband.
I'm not eating wires. Swear to God.
Anyway. Not since fucking Catholic school.
Oh my God. Oh, my brain hurts me.
It's always good to have another wee shit conversation. I missed you.
You called Ryan yesterday briefly at our house and we went 0-60 on the fucking...
On the hoop?
No, on the conspiracy shit. Your woman, Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine.
Aye.
That's why I call me Asscrack. She got arrested. Epstein's mate there. She might be worse. And I'll tell you what.
She's definitely worse.
Yeah, if I was on Epstein's Island, I'd be like, keep your fucking 15-year-olds. Get Ghislaine around here. Because she fucks. And that's...
You think so?
You know she
does. There's a whole load of stuff about... Because her dad... he went missing suspiciously. He was like an MP, but apparently he was like a fucking triple secret agent.
Oh yeah, her dad was in that Mossad or what do you call it? He was like a fucking, where is that? Like Israeli
secret service.
Yeah. And she's a Maxwell, and then Epstein. Do you know what I think it was? I think once you get in that circle, just everybody's got dirt on everybody. And she probably was like, he was probably like, listen, you go find some young girls with a bone, and. She couldn't really leave because everyone had dirt on. You know what I mean? Maybe I sometimes think like, you know, if she all of a sudden was like, right, I'm not your fucking mistress here. I'm not looking these girls out for you. Like, would he just be like, well, we've had enough of you?
I don't know. I don't think Epstein was in any way in charge of any of that shit. He was nothing but a middleman.
I think Epstein was raped by those wee girls.
I think Epstein's alive.
I think he was locked in the room. And they're like, we're going to let these 2 15-year-olds bang you. And he's like, what? I've only got a wee egg-shaped penis. And they're like, nah, we've got you under the thumb.
We're running out of Kinder eggs.
We're going to fucking ruin your life. Just you sit there and take this hand job.
There's much fucking shit.
By the way, this probably terrible hand job from a 14-year-old. Go ahead.
There's a whole load of mad stuff for like, because Piers Morgan's
fucking
quit. For the
record, I don't mean any of that.
I know, and we are joking. But Piers Morgan's fucking quit his morning show. There was a lot of people going, because he's a bad cunt as well.
Yeah.
Because I was watching...
Because he was good mates with... at the start, he was mates with Trump anyway.
Aye.
Do you remember he gave him, like, access, you know, to Air Force One and everything whenever
Was he there with fucking Farage and all? Was that part of that whole fucking pro-Brexit shit as well? I don't know. But there's a great interview with your man Rudy Giuliani. He was the mayor of New York.
Yeah.
And he's on Good Morning Britain, and he's like, I fucking know why you left America, you fucking cunt.
You mother whoring Irish.
He basically calls him out on being a dirty bastard. And then...
You get those vibes off him, like.
Totally, man. And there was a point, like, all the stuff he did with, like, phone hacking and all that shit when he was working the News of the World. But yesterday, it was, like, him, Suzanne Reid, and then Lorraine Kelly. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about Epstein, Maxwell, and Prince Andrew and all that shit. And Piers Morgan goes, there's a lot of very high profile people should be very worried. And Lorraine Kelly went, And it's like, oh, fuck!
You dirty bastard!
Lorraine killed a lake, and you see my grill?
Oh, you dirty bastard! Yeah, he's a fucking...
I mean, he's a cunt.
You can tell just once you get into that loop of fucking... But it's, as I said to you, if you moved £1 billion into my wee First Trust account in the morning, I'm still going to like fat tits and bush in my mouth.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, who's on there doing the key stage threes? Anyone?
Thank God my ma stopped breastfeeding me early enough for me to love big fat titties.
Big fat titties.
Big fuck. I'm trying to groom my own.
Oil my tits up.
There's nothing fucking like some wee like, what's the crack? I'm 24. And you're like, move out of the red. I see that 45-year-old fucking.
Hold on. Donna's cleaning the fridge in the background there. And it's hot, so she decided not to wear a bra.
I want that big double UVF tattoo. 24 cans of Stella.
Like, you see someone walking out of Tesco, you're like, fuck, like she's carrying four boxes of beer herself. The back on her. Look at the back on her. Fucking hell.
Some lads, any lad girl?
Fuck, she's nearly got those doubles. Yeah, I don't know what it is. They just, why are they all in the fucking, like, young... Is it just one of those like old tactics where they just you're like you're in the club now, so we have shit. We just where else did that happen? I heard about that somewhere else where they're like they just that's what they were talking about. Was it like all those sort of fucking elitist eating bully boy type clubs where you join the club and they fucking do a bunch of horrendous shit?
You can burn a fucking
so that once
50
you
quid note in front of a homeless person.
Yeah, so that once you like. grow up and, you know, have a bit of power and whatever, and you're all in these groups, everyone has dirt on each other. You're like,
well,
you know what I mean? They're like, you're like, well,
we're
a wee packed here. You fucked a pig. We all know the crack. You know, I have a video of you banging a, you know, like kicking a tramp.
Yeah.
So it's like, they have dirt on each other so that they're all untouchable. It's weird. It's a weird system.
It's
isn't
a weird fuck. There's a lot of it that, like, because a lot of people are just going, no, they're just evil, fucking power hungry cunts. And
like if that, we like, both
like,
had,
it's like decadence for them. Being like, I can fuck a child if I want.
Yeah, and get off with it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things where you just, there's so much of it where, like,
I
wish I'd never looked into it. Do you know one of those things? Like, I really wish I didn't fucking
that's
know
why I have a lot of respect for, like, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's like, I can fuck anybody. And then he's like, but I fuck her. And she's the housekeeper and she looks like Hagrid.
Why is Arnold Schwarzenegger Japanese?
I don't know. I like her to fuck her. I like her to fuck her, the housekeeper.
I'll be back.
There's a guy in the cubicle beside you shitting. Big father
Jingo, are away.
Big. I'm gonna go to the musical.
Hasta la vista, baby. Get to the chopsticks.
I'm gonna write that down.
I haven't done a Japanese voice in so long. I needed that.
Get to the chopsticks. I mean, cancelled. Cancelled. I mean, no one's doing stand-up or has a career at all, but still cancelled.
Yeah. COVID cancelled me back. Ah,
listen,
fucking hell.
You should be allowed to say whatever you want.
Oh, exactly.
And let the people decide.
Is it funny or not? You enjoy it?
Just because people know who you are, all of a sudden there's rules.
Mm.
You know what I mean? What am I out here bucking kids on an island? Not yet. Raffling.
imagine.
We have a bunch of girls from a tech.
That's a fucking nickname, Lavery's Island.
Yeah, we flew in on a private jet, couldn't land it because there was 9 burnt out cars on the road.
We had to take the slow boat, so
she was seasick. I mean, it was a nightmare.
Here comes Galen Donahue.
Hey, that's Becky, your egg-shaped cock on him. Egg-shaped cock. Oh no, sorry, got it. Smells like egg. Sorry.
That amazed me when they said, like, he had a egg-shaped cock. You're like, what's that mean?
I know, I couldn't fucking...
Is it the size of an egg?
We already did a bit more about Weinstein's fucking dick.
His dirty gangrene cock.
Oh, man.
I got the... What is it with these fucking Jews out here bucking and these fucking Chinese eating armadillos? Fuck up.
Can you not just be Catholics?
Just be normal...
Catholics?
Regular, real Irish Catholics. Because, you know...
Because they don't fuck any kids.
Aye. You can be a Catholic, you can be a Mexican, not a real Catholic. You gotta be
the same. Taking too many naps, mate.
You gotta be going to mass.
I mean, don't catch me sleeping. All right, Macara.
You Mexican chap?
Antonio.
Macara. Antonio Fantonio. It's my name.
I saw this video.
It was on TikTok or something. Who's a pedo now? I was on that fucking. Yeah, there was this video and it was like, I've been going out with this is my, like, my boyfriend is the only white guy in the whole family. Like, she's gone out with this white guy, basically, like, full Mexican family. And they're at, like, a family do, and this, like, drunk uncle comes in, he's like, ha! Like, laughing at the white guy, and he goes, ha! Tristan Bieber.
Tristan Bieber.
I died. Hold on a second, I have to play this clip. I have no audio for it. The guy tries to get a foot massage.
Can you give me a foot massage?
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not giving you a foot massage.
Why?
I'm not giving you a foot massage either.
I'm not giving you a foot massage. To be weird gay me. It's like, I'm not giving you one either. Which is like... Absolutely would.
Aye.
With my mouth.
Oh, totally, yeah. If only I wasn't 10 feet away.
Yeah. I'm not giving me one either.
Stop asking, man. My God.
Stop it. I'm not erect. Fucking speaking of erect, I do you ever have one of those nights?
Move, like, that table.
Me and Maureen keep doing this thing. We're like, oh, I wish... You know, sometimes when you have a baby, your evening is gone.
Uh-huh.
You feed him, bath, changed, and then a fucking fight to the death to get him to sleep. And then by that stage, it's 10:30 and you're knackered and you're like, well, let's go to bed too. So we're like, we haven't just sat down and watched TV in ages. Aye. Like, what do we watch? So we finally got a wee minute to ourselves. Baby was asleep and we watched a lovely program about a doctor fingering gymnasts. Have you seen that? Athlete A?
No.
You know that guy that was arrested on like USA gymnastics team and he was like the doctor and there were he was like...
I'm thinking of, what's the one where Steve Carell plays the fucking wrestling coach? Is that something to do with that?
Foxcatcher? No, that's something else.
No.
But the guy, he's Steve...
Oh, wait, I remember the story.
Steve Carell-esque. He was arrested. He got like 120 years in prison. But we watched that and then we watched some documentary that Connor Key sent to us. But I was watching that and you need to watch it. It's fucking deranged. Like, because this is what I want to say. You don't want to be lured in by men that are like cute or overly nice or like...
Aye.
You want... I've said this before. You want your comedians disgusting. You want your men just regular fucking brash, loud, you know where you stand, man. You don't want the guy that's like, okay, we're going to do a little adjustment and then we go... Boop, 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 this, and next minute he's fucking up to his elbow and you're shitter. Like, dude, what a creep. You're just like... And this guy used to like... And even the stuff they could show, I was like, this is... They had one like lawyer guy and I was like, this guy's a bad motherfucker. And he was like, the frequency and confidence that he touched these girls, even when it wasn't like molesting them, he goes, very disturbing. And there was this girl, he always was talking about like, oh, there's a lot of strain on like different pelvic things that attach to your pubic bone. You know, all these joint muscles where your hips are fucked up and all. And you just use all these technical terms. And then there's this girl like face down. He goes, okay, so that goes to here and the fucking sacral, fucking groinal pubis, whatever. And then he's like, so I'm going to have to, there's a bit of a wedgie going on. He's got the tape and he's like putting it upper, she's wearing shorts like, but like upper crack and all. And you're going, what is going on here, man?
Fucking hell.
What are you doing? Just get a woman. What's a bit of tape doing? What's it going to do over your fucking shorts? In your crack? Right. But he had to go like in her crack. You're like, bro, this is fucking disgusting. And then he would like film stuff and it was all like, you know, like, oh, you've injured your coccyx and all, so you need a fucking like finger up your hole. And but he would film it and as if it was like a
medical procedure kind of thing.
Yeah, or? Like a fucking YouTube tutorial. Okay, guys, complaining about, you know, whatever injury, and he's literally doing this shit to these like fucking like Jesus teenage Christ. Girls. As if under the guise of like, yeah, this is what we do here, you know, people get injured around here and the only way to do it's fucking, you know what I mean?
And there's so much that's, it's like fucking...
And he actually did it in front of the fucking... He was just doing all the stuff and I think he would just like, you know, heap on a load of jargon, you know, like medical stuff and people are like, oh, well, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And he would do... the girl said he was doing like something to her knee or something and the ma was sitting behind him and he literally like fingered her while the ma was there.
Fucking hell.
But these girls were like so sort of hammered down through like, you know, the routine and the strictness of the training.
Thought it was part of it.
They were just... Like, I used to do gymnastics when I was younger, didn't finger at all, but you see the girls, like, peak. I don't know where this came from, but they want them, like, performing before they hit puberty, nearly.
I mean, you told me that before.
They want them, like... And then the fellas need, like, all their teens and whatever to get, like, strong, and they compete way later. But they're just... I've seen girls, like, on a beam, like... fall off with something that looks like you'd need to be in casualty.
Aye.
And they just get them right back up and the girl's fucking streaming with tears and all and like ankles just
fucking
beat off her and she's trying to do it. But the bit where they initially catch this guy and put him in a room to question him and the camera's up in the corner and the girl's like, so, you know, would you do these examinations? And he's like, you know, sometimes if it's called for. And she goes like, would you glove up for that? Because he wasn't wearing gloves or anything. And they're like, yeah, we'll glove up for that. And she was like, well, there's reports that you weren't wearing gloves for this sort of thing. And he goes, well, maybe I forgot on that particular occasion. And they're like, no, there's a lot of occasion. And then the worst bit, see if someone asks you a ridiculous question and it's like a false accusation and your reaction isn't, what the fuck are you talking about? And you try and talk yourself out of it, immediately guilty. Because the girl goes, because some of the actual, you know, gymnasts were like, yeah, he would be doing it. He was very obviously aroused while he was doing it. So this woman goes, so would you ever get an erection while you were doing it? And he goes, no, why would it? No, like, I wouldn't get an erection. well, this girl's saying that you were erect while you were like massaging them and stuff. And he goes, if I had an erection, it wasn't because of them. You know, it was just something, sometimes men get boners. And you're like, anything but you being irate right now means you did it.
Fucking hell, man. It's such a fucking...
Like, imagine someone brought you in and like, oh, I see you got a hard on when you were, if you were like a doctor or something. And you'd be like, what are you talking about? We're in Craigavon, it's 3:00.
I am hungover.
Who's popping boners around here?
Like, it's such a fucking... Like, when I think of, like, the amount of child abuse that goes on, and you go, like, with the Catholic Church, we know about the child abuse in the Catholic Church up from about the 70s. Do you know what I mean? Like spotlight that movie.
Yeah, that's probably when they stopped just killing them.
Yeah, and you're like, what else have they been fucking doing? And what are they still doing? Do you know what I mean? Like, here's stories like Mother Teresa's, the fucking homes that she was running, where they were beating the fuck out of kids and selling children and shit like that. That's fucking...
For sure, sure. Even in Ireland, you know, those... What's that? Those Magdalene fucking...
Magdalene laundries and all that shit as well, yeah.
Horrendous shit. Like, horrendous shit.
That's why I'm no longer a Fenian.
Or an elitist.
Or an elitist.
Frazzle drip. Hashtag frazzle drip.
Fucking hell.
That was another fucking, Twitter thread I read the other day. It was like the... all this fucking dark web videos of like... What's that? Adrenochrome?
Yeah.
Apparently this is the elitist's drug.
Apparently it's... So there's so much of it. Coke.
Aye. Blow coke up your hole.
Apparently adrenochrome's mentioned in Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. Is there a bit where like he's fucking got a wee pipette and he's like fucking... I don't know if that's adrenochrome. I don't know. I haven't checked it out.
Adrenochrome sounds like it's made up. That sounds like a made up word.
Aye, but I don't really know much about it. I think it's one of those drugs that's been there for a while. Because it literally comes from like...
Oh, wait a second.
Adrenaline
gland. Can you hear this? Kind of hotel. Do you hear that? 1600, please.
As your attorney, I advise you to take a hit out of the little brown bottle in my shaving kit. You won't need much. Just a tiny taste.
I love this film.
That's great.
What is this shit?
That stuff makes pure mescaline seem like ginger beer, man.
It is just adrenaline. Yeah. That's all it is. Like
adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
Well, they do mention it. But yeah, it's obviously... What does it say there? Molecular formula produced by the oxidization of adrenaline.
Yeah.
So it is just adrenaline. But I'll tell you something. As a man crippled with anxiety...
It's the last thing you want.
What do you take when you've taken too much adrenochrome?
I smoke with big reefers.
Horlicks?
I just a wee nap. I don't know. I'd never heard of it until like me and Connor started fucking doing this.
So what they're trying to say is... all this child sex trafficking and all, they're like just keeping a few of them in a dungeon somewhere and torturing them.
Well, the best form of this adrenochrome thing is from like a fucking scared child. So they torture the fuck out of these kids, take the shit out of them, and then distribute it. So there's a whole shit where like, and again, there's so much out there like conspiracy theory stuff that I'm like, it's a nightmare trying to do a podcast about it because there's so much you're just going, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't even know whether to say it out loud.
Yeah.
But adrenochrome's street name was White Rabbit. So when Elon Musk was tweeting, follow the White Rabbit, there's all this fucking White Rabbit shit going on.
Yeah.
They're basically going, follow adrenochrome to find out who the fuck's been taking it and who the fuck is like abusing all these kids. The Epstein thing fits into like, they reckon that's what they're all at. They've got all these fucking abducted kids all over the place. Like there's, it's fucking mental. It's one of those things where like, there's just so much of it. I go, I don't even know how to start and how to like, really take anybody through the whole thing.
You'd
have to go look at it yourself. Do you know what I mean? But there's,
I've said this before, it fascinates me, people who are that rich, and it's not you. I have nothing against people having money. You know, if you're like a smart business person and you've started something or you're creative and you want to make loads of money and you get good at business, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
but it's all that inherited fucking philanthropy, fucking where'd you get your money, dirty payoffs and all. You're like, where the fuck is this money come from?
People get to a point where they've got so much money, the only thing left for them to achieve is power and control. You know what I mean? Like,
because like
money means nothing to them. So like, what can I make people do?
There are times where like, if you have any bit of money at all, you really don't worry about things that you'd normally worry about.
Aye.
You know, like, oh, I fucking broke that. We'll just buy another one.
Aye.
Because it doesn't matter at all. Multiply that by
billions.
Fucking, yeah. And it's just like, oh, a guy died in your fucking swimmer. So what? The fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sell the house, I'll get another one.
Yeah, there's people jumping out of this factory. Put a net up.
Fuck yeah, it. Yeah. Just, I don't give a shit about it. You can just, like, cover things up with money. It's crazy. Like, and there's you're so bound to be, even, you know, at the smallest level, like, how many, like, a cop or something, you're just like, you just handed someone a wad. You know what I mean? Like, aye. Oh, I did something horrible. You're going, you're just like, let me stop you right there. Say nothing.
Aye.
Or so, you know what totally. I mean? It's like, it's mad. But it just, there are certain people where, like, that Epstein thing, you're like, it's nearly genius. You're listening to some of the stuff and you're like, the technicalities that he knew about, where it's like, I'm not even getting these girls myself. I'm getting someone else to get a girl aye. To get them. So I'm so far away from the admin side of it.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting here with a towel over my egg cock, just on the bed waiting.
That's one of the things that we're chatting about. And it's so fucking weird to say it, but like, some of the good things that Donald Trump has done, you're like, what the fuck? So he's managed to get, like, I think by an executive order, and I might be wrong, so check it out yourself, but there's a new law in America now that if you're involved in human trafficking, the government can just seize all your assets. So it's like, we'll take fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Netflix documentary about Epstein, when he signed all his money over to somebody else, like 3 or 4 days before he went to jail, they've got that money. They're just like, fuck, we're taking all of it.
Yeah.
And they've got, there's weird immunity clauses. So the first one, when he first went in, there was these immunity clauses that meant anybody that was involved in fucking helping him. So like all the people that went to his island and all that shit, all have immunity. But with this one, what they're saying is the immunity clause is to extend to the young girls that were trafficked in the trafficking young girls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's 14-year-old girls that were going out to other kids and being like, do you want to come here? So they're basically going, well, you've been fucking groomed into this.
Yeah.
So we have to have someone sort of law to protect you so we can go after the cunts that actually fucking did the bad shit. But well totally. Everywhere. Like, it's fucking...
Well, totally, because, like...
There's a great meme.
Regardless of who did what, you're still like... You made a fucking underage person commit a crime.
Yeah.
Even if they can talk or not, it's still, you know, you still did
that. You still fucking abused... You know, it's there's so fucking much. Like it's depressing as fuck. There really are times where I was like, I wish I hadn't looked at any of this.
And you're over here, you know, saying a bad word and you're not allowed to work anymore.
Aye.
Because all you were trying to do, Mick, is make people laugh.
Do you know what I mean? It's such a
you
fucking...
white,
you
white, privileged... Imagine like, people just heaping it on too much. You white, privileged... Aye.
Bald,
ugly, ginger, fucking...
Living with your ma, fucking...
Bag of spuds, cup. Anyway, look... There's children boiling and eating leather in Yemen. But listen, you better not fucking... Have you seen that Vice thing about Yemen?
No, I've seen a fucking...
Bro.
Again, that's another one of those things. I had no idea how bad...
Bro.
Shit, wasn't it? Like, I seen somebody saying that they reckon there'll be 18.4 million people dead by the end of the year from starvation.
Yeah, what are you playing at? Like, I watched this thing where, like... The way it works over there, you pay for your drugs and stuff, but you don't pay for treatment in a hospital. So I got this kid there, like, I can hardly even watch it. Especially when you have your own baby now. I can't deal with baby anything.
Man,
I watched a video with a fucking seal the other day, and I was like...
Even having the nephew, and I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm like fucking...
But like, this baby's on the... You're just like, why are you letting, you know, laws or fucking paperwork... Or anything get in the way of... You're just going, can someone give this fucking baby some goddamn peanut butter right now to fatten it up? So they had to buy... It was basically like a saline drip, you know, because they're so dehydrated and starving. The guy had to go, like, out of the building next door to the fucking pharmacy, buy it with, like, the last money that he had in the world and take it back. And I mean, like a fucking... Like an action movie.
Aye.
Like sprinting, because, you know, when you're... If you're that starving and, like, you know, depleted and you're a child, you're there 1 minute and then just your heart stops. Like, that's how you die, like. And they're fucking sprinting back, like, trying to get this fucking thing hooked up and everything. And you're like, have it ready. And have a fucking sandwich ready in this dump. But then there are people, like, whoever they're fighting with, I can't even remember. Ridiculous fucking research. They were like bombing, you know, things that were like against the fucking Geneva Convention nearly, like bombing ports and stuff. So they had warehouses filled with flour that was rotten because it had been there that long because they couldn't move it.
fucking out.
Or get it in or out. They're just like, just take away all the fucking infrastructure.
And I'm so conspiracy theory. I'm like, who gave them the money for the guns, right? Because I guarantee you, America, it comes back.
Exactly.
This is the fucking thing that winds me up, right? I came off social media last week for this reason, right? I'm doing all this shit with the conspiracy theories, whatever, right? You're going Epstein, child trafficking, coronavirus, pandemic, Black Lives Matter, here's Madeleine McCann, fucking Yemen, starving cunts.
Kanye's a president!
Kanye's a president. At no point has anybody gone,
put my dick in your mouth!
Anybody asking the billionaires what the crack is. The only billionaire I've heard from was Richard Branson going, I need money for my island, right? And then you go on Facebook and it's like June 14th is International Thoracic Day. And I'm like, fucking, what the fuck is going, like...
It's H-10th.
I can't believe, I can't, I'm so sick of looking at people arguing amongst each other about dog shit. And I'm like, there is enough money in the world to solve everything. And we're not looking at the cons of the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yeah, it's weird. And like, yeah, I'm done. That's why we're allowed to say whatever we want. We're very accepting. You can be whatever you want. I can slag you for it. You can slag me back. We're all just mates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to have freedom or else, you know, you're rying between yourselves over like language.
Over crumbs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. But Kanye's going to fix it and
it'll be interesting to see what happens. Because
imagine he just gets to the fucking thing, you know, inauguration. He's just like, scoop diddy whoop. Whoop diddy scoop scoop.
Jesus fucks got somewhere to wag.
Jesus wept.
Imagine everybody had seen the first lady's hole.
That's what I said. Like, I was like, you shouldn't be able to Google the first lady with a chocolate anaconda in her fucking dirt whistle. Do you know what I mean? Anytime she goes to make a point.
It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah. Hey, senior folly!
They'll have to call it the first blurt.
The blurt lady. Oh, my God. And fucking...
the first labia.
Fucking Rob Kardashian just moping around the White House. Do you want to buy my socks? Fuck up, you fat cunt.
Caitlin fucking doing deadlifts in the ladies' room.
Ah, yeah. Donald. What's the crack?
Oh man, I don't know. It'll be fucking.
Can someone come in and Lewinsky me in this room? Daddy wants Lewinsky'd.
Keelan, how'd you get cum in your dress? Oh, I did it myself.
Yeah. Well, I got carried away looking at a bust of George Washington. Blah 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 blah.
Oh man, when is the election? November?
Fuck.
Like, could he potentially? I reckon America's that
anyone
fucked.
Anyone that's famous could win.
Yeah, totally.
And it's funny that like there are people in America that would not vote for him because he's like the problem would be that he was black and not that he was a rapper.
Aye,
trying to be a
but
president.
He's also a Trump supporter.
Well, they said that was bullshit because he was trying to get on Trump's side to like free all those people who were like in jail for like smoking one joint.
But that's happened.
I know. But they were like,
do you know what I mean?
Shout out to him.
It's the bit that's so fucking annoying, because I hate Donald Trump. I don't like him, right? But he's done fucking things that Obama didn't do, like good things.
Well, of course, but he just doesn't say it as like, eloquently as yeah. Obama. Obama could be like, and we went in and we killed all the children. And you'd be like, Jesus, he's black.
They probably deserved it.
Yeah. Like, took out an entire wedding.
Yeah,
to kill one man.
There is no fresh water in Flint. I'm not going to drink this drink.
Yeah.
But I will never grab you by the pussy.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, Michelle wants me to.
Yeah.
But, of course.
She has a cock.
So I cannot do that.
I've seen a conspiracy thing about, you know, like...
Her being a tranny?
No.
Sorry, transgender.
There was like some little Asian girl that like was found dead somewhere. And then there's photos of the same girl with the Obamas.
And I saw a photo of Barack Obama as a kid standing beside what looks an awful lot like an older Eva Braun. There's some fucking mad ones out there. But there's definitely... I've seen a video of a guy talking about Obama when he was a senator, buying fucking coke and sucking him off in a limo. There's fucking mad shit. Yeah.
He was sucking who off?
The guy sucked... Obama sucked the dude off. But then it's one of those things...
Progressive!
Where, yeah, but then you see the guy and you go, listen, no he didn't.
Nah.
Because he's... Even though he might be a bad guy behind, he's still a sexy bitch.
Yeah.
And you are a nerd. Well,
you only live once. Here we go.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Put my dick in your mouth on sight. Here, Niall, how much time have we got left here? 55. We've been recording for 55? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
We'll hit some questions anyway. I think we solved all the world's problems. I wrote down here, since we're going through all the fucking things, rough sex defense. You see they banned something over here where they're like, men can no longer use like a rough sex defense. Like that was a real thing.
Rough sex defense is like a fucking rugby move.
I know. I'm purple belt in rough sex defense. No, let me get the actual fucking headline here, because apparently that was a legit thing. That you could like use as an excuse. You know what I mean? You could be like, yeah, sure, I fucking put it around the stairs, but at a hard on.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, like people, there was like real domestic abuse things going on, and people. Oh, there it is. There, the rough sex defense has been banned. Men can no longer blame women for their own deaths.
What the fuck was it?
That was, and this is this.
There's
is,
so many things that come out in law, and you go, how did nobody already know that? Like, not
like
know
imagine,
that?
Imagine you got in shit, you committed some horrendous offense, and then your lawyer's sitting there going, well, you know what? I know you fucking glassed her, but you could just say it was rough sex. Yeah,
fucking hell.
You know what I mean? I kicked her in a fucking pregnant belly, but you know what I mean? She was giving me a hand job at the time.
Oh, like, fuck I. It's not my fault. There was porn on my phone and I kicked her in the belly.
You know what I mean?
I fucking don't know, man. I'm so sick of everything. Just let me back on stage and I'll tell jokes and go back to normal.
Just to get you, just to bring you back around, there's a picture of Ellie with a wig on.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that funny?
That's right.
Hates it. Right, we'll do some questions here, and I'm not going to massage your feet either. Let me see. We'll hit the old questions. Heard someone ask in the Sunday Q&A about expanding the merch range, but if you could design your own general trainers, what would they look like? Good point. You know the way people are like, I have the one shoe. I'm like, these are my shoes.
Right.
Like, I'm a Converse guy or I'm a Vans guy or whatever. I don't know what I don't know what I'd have.
Heelys.
Yeah.
Heelys. Do Heelys.
I feel like if me and you had Heelys, you would go on the wheel and you're like, well, I've just I broke the axle.
It'd be called fucking dipping for oilies.
Scrapies.
They're just called shooters, walkies.
They're just called flatties. Just called danderers. Heard someone asking, I had an ultimate shoe and they do not make them anymore and I couldn't find them anywhere. And I had one pair of them. And I fucking washed them like a cock.
Aye.
And they fell apart. It was Converse, is it Asylum, fucking Ox White, some bullshit like that. And they just, they didn't look like Converse, so I can't imagine.
Were they the big ones?
That was them there. Now, this is an awful photo. Let me see. All Star. That's a bad photo, right? That's a bad photo.
Aye.
But I fucking loved those because they were like white leather, all white leather. And they were, are you wearing Converse?
Aye.
See how Converse are, you know, they're canvas, so they're quite thin around the sides.
Yeah.
These ones were like padded. So the thing was like thick, like a, you know, like a fucking,
like an actual shoe.
Yeah. And they got the like cream sole and it would literally be that shoe with like a wee logo on it or something. But you just can't get them anymore.
Aye. Shame.
Shame. Not your mug of pish, I can tell. Or I would just take like a pair of fucking Nike Air Maxes.
If I was to design my own shoe, there'd be the wee ninja ones with toes on them.
Yeah.
Like bright pink or something. Yeah.
Remember you were big into the Kill Bill, like Asics fucking kung fu shoes?
Yeah.
And a lovely pair of flares.
They were two sizes too big for me because it was the last pair in the shop. I fucking loved those shoes. Couldn't walk in them. Uncomfortable as fuck. Not good for flat feet at all.
Right. Oh, sorry. I keep losing my breath.
Have you the same phone cover as me?
Probably. Mm. I'm going to try and get an orange one or something. I've lost my phone. I lose it like 4 times a day. What about a podcast dedicated to solely reviewing porn with the help of Mickey or Aaron or both? The little bits you've done in your other shows always have me in bits. And that's from Naomi. You dirty bastard. You dirty bastard.
I don't know.
Because I feel bad.
Did Doug Stanhope used to do a thing where they would review porn?
I don't know.
He talked about his ma would review porn on the TV show they had. Was it Mad TV
or
something?
I know David Hale had old porn, and he would watch old porn. But
you mean old people or like
vintage porn?
Oh, okay.
Because we always end up doing that, and then we get stuck in this trap of like
Oh, sure. We've nothing to talk about, so here comes the point. But it's only the real funny ones were just like because the person in it was from here.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, fuck my best theater.
The one with the girl who was like going around. Remember she like got all the lads from Belfast in the back of the lorry? Like
and the guys, none of them could get a rug.
Because there was three other blokes watching them pulling their wire. Good woman, get in knee.
Did we do that in a live podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I wonder, can I find those videos? Where are they? That'd be funny.
That was fucking metal.
Have you seen Eric Andre's Netflix special? I found it a struggle to get through. That's from Michael Coyle. Shout out to Michael Coyle.
Coyle do.
Yeah, it's not amazing.
I haven't even heard him.
Eric Andre? Mm. Have you seen the Eric Andre show?
No.
Oh, well, that's your afternoon taken care
of. All right, sort of.
Oh, for fuck's sake, mate. Have you not?
No. I need a pitch, though, so we'll talk about it later. Hurry up.
You've diabetes.
I don't have diabetes. I just drank a whole lot of water and Coca-Cola.
Why can't you hold a piss?
Because I've got a wee tiny bladder and a small dick. I mean, tiny bladder.
You can't store it in a tube.
Eggs are for yolks, not for piss.
UFC 251 predictions might be the best card ever. Yeah. You're not into that, no.
I haven't been.
Basically, Masvidal replaced Street Jesus, replaced your guy Burns, and he's going to fight Kamaru Usman. And that's a big fight, man. That's a big fight. Stepped in on very short notice.
So are they doing the same as the football? Like they fight with no crowds? And yeah. Shit, yeah.
And that one is going to be gnarly. Big lot of slapping.
Oh, come down and watch it, be sure. Okay.
What are two things that you like and dislike about Mickey? two things that you like. I like that you're very funny, mate.
Thank you, Colin.
I like that you're surprisingly thoughtful.
Thank you, Colin.
I like what I dislike. I've only got two.
No, I still play this game. I just keep it positive.
The things that I dislike are also kind of, you know, the things I dislike are that
I remember the angriest I ever seen you was we were in a garage one day and I bought like a wrap, like a spar wrap, and you were like, I've never been more fucking ashamed.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the camel, the straw broke the camel's back.
I hate that, like, you know, I'll be telling you something for years, and then you'd be like, I got a podcast. You know, things like that.
I know.
That pisses me off.
But that's, I mean, this is different. I didn't get a podcast, a required one.
Okay. Have you done anything during lockdown to occupy yourself, which you would normally never do? Have a baby? I'm not really into football, but I must have watched the entirety of Euro 96 on YouTube since March, and that's from Jordan Johnson. Nah, not really. I haven't really been doing anything. I've been fairly occupied. Like, I've just done more of what I was already doing, strangely enough.
Right.
Nah, not really. I wish I was one of those people who were like, oh, I took up sculpture.
I know, that's fucking, like when you blink and 3 months go by and you go, I got to learn to play guitar during all this shit. Instead, I'm just doing fucking wrestler yoga.
Woo! Question for the podcast. Here's a Mikey's thoughts on the Nolan Show, productive medium of entertainment or catalyst for religious hate. Wake up most mornings to my dad listening to the show on full tilt, just both sides on pointing fingers, not achieving much, almost encouraging negativity on each side. Well, that's what gets fucking eyeballs on it.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what Nolan needs? A podcast. Nolan needs a podcast, not attached to anything. He's big and successful enough where he could switch over from, like, what's he on?
Radio Ulster.
Radio Ulster. He could come off Radio Ulster and the next day have a podcast and it would be as popular. And he could really fucking get into it.
Yeah.
And you could curse and you could really let people talk it out.
There's times where I've heard him talking and I'm going, I don't think he's the problem as such, but the show is.
Well, how many fucking times he goes, okay, we're going to take questions. You, madam. And they just, it's like, you're like, where the fuck did you find this person? He's like, PH Commission, bonfires and fucking nationalists. And you're like, what fucking centre are they going back to
I'd
just like to make a point here. I have three teeth. And also, I feel like, if you're like, who the fuck are these people? Who goes there?
King Billy would be turning his grave. He found it. And he was a Catholic.
A good Belfast man like King Billy.
There's nothing worse than one of those Nolan shows where you hear a big collective you come out of the crowd. You're like, I hate this place.
I love when someone's just been like waiting the whole show to ask the question. You can tell they're like sweating it out. Fucking hell. Do you know what? I was talking yesterday about Nolan losing weight.
And then putting it all back on.
Why?
Tenfold.
There's something wrong with him.
Aye.
Something wrong with him, man. He needs to speak to. He needs a psychiatrist, not a PT.
I remember Kieran Bartlett doing a bit about that. We're like, where the fuck he lost the weight? Like, see, Nolan's lost weight, and he went, "He fucking put it back on." Like, it was one of those, like, it's a typical thing from here where everyone was going, "Fair play to him, he's lost 8 stone." But and then it's like, he'll put it back on.
Yeah, but it's literally case in point of that sort of like believe it, achieve it type thing. No. He lost it, and he's like, "But I'll put it back on." And
you're
like,
"It's the speedy lost it too." That's not. Do you know what I mean?
That's, speedy lost. Speedy lost it. Speedy put it back on. No. That's. I mean, it's probably healthier to just stay fat than it is to go like.
Aye, maybe. Yeah.
Back and forward. That's why I'm telling myself. Would you rather contract COVID that leaves you on a ventilator for a month, or you run your tongue once up Iron McCann's shite slice? Who the fuck is asking questions like that?
P.O. McCann.
Oh my god.
I'd take a ventilator for like an arsehole look.
I don't know. The ventilator. Usually for when a month? Usually when you're on the ventilator, you're dead anyway.
Ah, that's a good point.
Things you love to see. Okay, whatever. It's not even a... Final question. This is the only question I've left. Recently watched Donald Glover's Weirdo Show, Late to the Party. What's your opinion on him? Jack of all trades are fantastic at everything. Well, it's just... it's, you know what I mean? It's 2020. People,
that show was in 2008 or something, wasn't it?
People just do whatever the fuck they want now. Right. You know what I mean? It's like... what's it? Hey, I hope you're well. Currently doing any are you currently doing any collaborations at the minute? What does that mean?
We're working on a Live Aid single for Christmas 2020.
Yeah, I'm doing a thing with Stussy, making t-shirts. When you gonna have you a role, Colin? You remember me? Oh yeah. Oh, he does jiu-jitsu.
Ah, right, okay.
Well, I imagine when it's legal to do so. What do you make of Vittorio Angeloni getting kicked out of the Comedy Collective? Well, what the fuck is the Comedy Collective?
The amount of fucking comedy collectives and agencies and fucking...
What is the Comedy Collective?
I think it's some sort of fucking group about, like, what should we do to make gigs better? What the
fucking... Write some jokes, you fucking unfunny cunts! Instead of practicing the ukulele, you know what I mean?
My cat doesn't like it.
Fuck up!
Have you ever been tall on a train?
Yeah.
I was on the tube yesterday.
Was there a bomb? Because that's the only fucking sentence I want to hear.
I can see you bombing right now.
Jesus, fucking
I'm so fucking done with all that shit.
I'm not representing it.
Because you're not on stage. You represent yourself. Wash your fucking hair.
There's so many points where they're like, this is supposed to be a place of work. No, it isn't. That's why we like doing it. You can't. Yeah. If it was a place of work, we'd all be in a call center.
The fact that I have to go over there and talk for half an hour is impeding on my coke taking.
Oh, man.
How am I supposed to get any Me Too and done when I have to fucking do a set over here? That's awful.
So done with it, like.
What's the worst jobs you've both had? Fucking comedy at the minute.
No. And Subway, that was pretty bad.
In a world where COVID-19 didn't exist, what were your plans for the what would your plans for this weekend be? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I at some point should have been away on a fucking 3-week holiday.
I
sucked down a beach.
Fuck. Sucked down is a place in Thailand.
Sucked down a beach, yeah.
It's next to fuck it.
Welcome to a sucked down.
What age is it acceptable to be bald?
33, apparently.
It just depends if you pull it off or not. See, to be honest, any time you're out of school. Because there was a guy in our school, you know, he was bald like, and with the horseshoe around the side.
Aye.
Not a great looking school.
I saw the top of my head for the first time maybe about what 6 months ago.
Right.
And it was like a line and then her. And I was like, fuck this, that's enough.
Did it die? No. The hair, did it die? Does it look like a cock from above?
Not even.
If you both only had 5 minutes left of your stand-up career, what material would you finish on?
Fuck. That's all the time we have now. Yeah, 5 minutes of applause would be great.
Yeah.
When the land falls, what did I see?
That's the worst song.
It's not good. You're the worst song.
Yeah. Final question. Are you guys going to be in Newcastle upon Tyne anytime, Pat? Soon, Pat.
Why, aye, man? Aye, fucking.
Yeah, it's going on my tour.
Next year.
List of dates.
Fantastic.
Next year.
Fantastic.
If you're in part of the comedy collective, give me a shout.
Yeah, we'll meet up. We'll have a chai latte.
I've got some ideas about comedy. Yeah, that's the end of the podcast. Mike, cheers for coming down from
anytime.
The whole
thanks
way
for
through Oregon.
Do you want to go get a burrito or something?
For breakfast. I can't. I'll go for like some sort of healthy place.
Yeah.
But I have to eat like a fucking a bodybuilder.
Yeah. Well, let's go and get some.
And do you know what? In the past I would have went, yeah, sure, I'll just fucking account for it.
I'm working harder.
Nah.
Not worth it. Fair enough.
One boojum is more than I'm allowed to eat all day.
Dead on. Well, I'm gonna go for a fag and have a shade.
Health. Right, callguests.com for merch, patreon.com for bonus podcasts. How many podcasts have I put up in last week? 14?
I don't know, man, I wasn't there.
Fucking 1,000 podcasts I put up last week. Sunday Q&A's, bonus podcasts with Maureen. Got a bonus podcast coming up this Thursday, Q&A. It's flying out, man.
Fucking content.
Take it easy, and we're going to Google see where it does adrenochrome in Botanic. Right, see you later. Bye.
Going to pish my pants.
Gotta pish.